providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Got some interesting things in the news. Eric Schmidt, who is the Attorney General of Missouri, and his entire office has deposed the federal government in terms of attempting to sway people's opinions on what's going on with COVID. One of the people who was included in that deposition was Anthony Fauci. Jim, you want to give us an overview on that?
Yeah, so Anthony Fauci was required. The federal government attempted to suppress subpoenas and depositions from federal officers in this lawsuit. The state of Missouri is suing the federal government over censorship and the government getting involved in First Amendment rights, taking away rights, by influencing tech, social media, and media organizations in order to silence them over questions on the COVID response and where the origins of the COVID virus came from.
Yeah.
So initially, the government said, we don't want these people to be deposed.
Yeah.
The judges actually agreed with the state of Missouri, the Attorney General, Eric Schmidt, and his office, and has now forced deposition. On Wednesday, Anthony Fauci was required to give a seven-hour deposition on his involvement in contact with tech companies, tech leaders, in particular, Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook.
Yeah.
And they're in the government's attempts to force these tech companies or influence these tech companies as well as media organizations into pushing back on narratives that they believed were inaccurate. Now, what we're seeing is that much of the information that they pushed back on was actually turned out to be true.
I'll bet you, Jimmy, the public will never see what their answers were.
Well, I think in court they'll be forced to. Right now, apparently, Fauci's deposition was sealed, so we won't know exactly what came out of it.
Yeah.
And of course, Jen Psaki, who was the White House spokesperson,
she's
also been subpoenaed and will be required to give a deposition. The Department of Justice was fighting those depositions as well. Quite a number of people in the National Institute of Health, the CDC, and Health and Human Services are facing the same depositions in this lawsuit.
Yeah.
So it'll be very, very interesting. I hope you're wrong. If in fact you are right and nothing ever comes and none of these depositions see the light of day, then once again, here is the federal government getting involved in order to silence people directly against the First Amendment and using their power and influence through the Justice Department and through all these agencies, regulatory agencies, in order to silence American citizens and to silence opposing voices on a very, very damaging event, the most damaging probably overall in human history.
Yeah, it hasn't even stopped yet. I know the lady who helps me, you know, clean my place, I talked with her this morning. She's had COVID for the last 4 days, and she never had it before. She just got it now. So it's very definitely still with us. There's no question about that. What I do have a question about, though, Jimmy, is why the silent treatment? I mean, you know, COVID, flu, a serious cold, pneumonia. We're not hearing anything at all about the particular attributes of those diseases vis-a-vis what's going on with COVID. Everything is quiet.
Well, so there has been, actually, Al, there has been a very big push with what they call RSV, this respiratory syndrome virus or something. And that's basically, when you look at the symptoms, it's the common cold. But they've named it, and there's a lot of complaints about, you know, young people getting it. It turns out, from many of the experts, they believe that, in fact, many children over the last two years were so restricted and isolated that they weren't exposed to some of these normal viruses, and this is having a bigger impact on them. And they weren't exposed to them because of all the lockdowns, because of the masking, and at least this is the argument that's out there by some experts.
Well, take
it. Looks
Go ahead, Jim.
No, I was going to say, it looks more to me like, once again, the health officials and really the very unfortunately money-grabbing health industry is pushing these agendas in order to achieve more government funding or support, and maybe not looking very thoroughly at the science. And that's what I'm afraid of has happened completely with COVID. They're ignoring evidence that would go against their narrative. Their narrative actually supports them politically and financially with COVID, with the pharmaceutical industry, with the health industry. And that's what they're afraid of. And that's why they're silencing people.
You know, Jimmy, the thought that I had at Thanksgiving dinner looking at my grandsons a couple of days ago is you really have to wonder what all these lockdowns, the effect that they're going to have on the immune systems of children and older people who take part in the lockdowns when it comes to other serious diseases. I mean, yeah, they're locked down from COVID, but what about other really serious diseases?
Well, there's no, look, we know right now that there was a really big rise in many, many diseases that may be actually directly or indirectly related to the lockdowns.
Yeah.
One of the very severe problems during the lockdowns was the medical industry was restricted on, and many of the hospitals were not looking at people, were not diagnosing cancer. So cancer is spread, and there's a significant number of people dying from excess deaths from cancer, from heart disease that could be, and according to much research, could be directly related to the vaccinations, myocarditis, pericarditis.
Let me ask you this, Jimmy. We got about 4 minutes, okay? Let me ask you this about a good solid 3 minutes. How does what you just said play into the study that Jerry is doing with a rise in deaths in the United States?
Yeah, so the unfortunate reality is during COVID, everybody that had tested with any example of COVID or any indication of COVID in their system was counted as a COVID death.
Right.
The CDC has come out and said, okay, that we were mistaken with that. They've gone back. They've looked at some of those numbers. We actually don't know how many people died because of COVID and how many people died with COVID, because COVID was exceptionally and is exceptionally transmissible, very easily passed from one to another. But it also doesn't do nearly the damage that anybody expected early on. So this excess death problem is now becoming serious in the United States, according to insurance agencies, according to many medical professionals, where there are people dying from issues that may not be directly related and have nothing to do with COVID, but are indirectly related to lockdowns, with emotional, with suicide, or potentially with the vaccinations that were there in order to prevent transmission and prevent death from COVID. And it looks as though, with much information out there, that was a big fallacy. That's a big part of this lawsuit that the Attorney General in Missouri put forward, Eric Schmidt. Now, Eric Schmidt just won the Senate seat for Missouri. And what he will do, what the governor has done, Mike Parsons, he's named Andrew Bailey as the new Attorney General for the state of Missouri. Andrew Bailey is actually the Assistant Attorney General and has worked in the General Counsel for the Governor's Office. So we'll see where he goes and how much they push that. And I know we're just about out of time here, but this is very, very important.
Let me ask a real quick question. And you can, anyway, real quick.
We should move on to the next and finish it up in the next segment, because we only have about 10 seconds.
I would like to do that in the next segment. Very important question. I'll be back with you guys in about 2 minutes.